five bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll drop in at Chief Cody's office at Fire Department Headquarters, where the chief is interviewing candidates for promotion. Tim Collins has been ordered to report. But before his turn comes, here's a report we'd like to make to you. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the office of Chief Cody at Fire Department Headquarters, where Tim Collins, rookie fireman, has been sitting on a bench in the outer office for most of the morning. While Tim waited his turn, Chief Cody has been interviewing candidates for promotional school. And as an interested listener, Chief Cody has an unusual guest, Miss Jenny Garland.
I think I have enough notes for my magazine article, Chief Cody.
Well, now, Miss Garland, we want to be sure you don't miss anything.
You've been so kind, Chief. And all these men you've interviewed, they've been so helpful.
There's just one more on the list, but if you're in a hurry...
Oh, no, I just thought, well, isn't it almost time for lunch?
I was hoping you'd let me take you to lunch.
Oh, I'd love that, if you're not too busy.
Yeah, never too busy to eat, Miss Garland. Oh, that's one thing you should write in your magazine about every firefighter. We'll see this last man, and I'll tell you all about him at lunch.
Private Collins reporting, Chief Cody.
At ease, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Miss Garland, this is one of our engine men, Hooksy Collins. Now, here's the young lady who's going to write a magazine story about us, Collins.
Oh, you could write a whole story about the chief himself, Miss Garland.
There's so much to write about all of you, Mr. Collins, I hardly know where to begin. Now, for instance, your name...
Collins? Well, there's always been a Collins in the fire department, miss.
But I meant your other name. What did you call him, Chief?
Hooksy. That's what the boys call him, Miss Garland. That was his father's nickname years ago. This boy picked it up when he was a ladder man.
On old 3-1s, my dad's ladder company. The one he started with when he first joined the department.
I see. And your father, he was chief, wasn't he, years ago?
He was, until he lost his life in line of duty.
Oh, I see. And you, Mr. Collins, you're in an engine company now?
Yes, he's in company 209. Any more questions, Miss Garland?
Oh, no, none that can't wait. Don't let me interrupt the interview, Chief.
Collins, you know why you're here. It's about the promotional school. You've been recommended.
Am I qualified, sir?
On every count. You understand the system?
Yes, sir. 3 weeks at the training school, taking a refresher course.
That's right. A review of everything you learned as a probationer. And on top of that, special courses in what an officer needs to know, and then your examination.
And if I pass with credit, I'm in line for promotion.
You'll be in line as soon as a lieutenancy opens up. Want to try for it?
Oh, I'd like to, Chief. When my chance comes, I'd like to apply for the school.
Right. Well, report to the Division of Training tomorrow.
Sir, tomorrow?
You heard me, Collins.
Well, then that... Well, that's all, Chief Cody? I'm in?
That's all, son.
Well, good grief. It happens fast when it happens.
You have some reason for not entering promotional school at this time?
Well, no, sir. I'll be there tomorrow as ordered.
Right, Collins. Dismissed.
Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. I mean, goodbye, Miss Garland.
Good luck, Private Collins.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Chief.
Now, about that lunch.
Just lead the way, Chief. I'm hungry as a fireman.
Well, Miss Garland, since you're going to be in town for a few days, we let the promotional school course get started, and then I think it can be arranged for you to drop in and see the boys at work.
Oh, this is thrilling, Chief Cody. A ride in the chief's own car.
And it's a thrill for me, Miss Garland, not to be going somewhere in a hurry. Take it easy, Vito.
Yes, sir.
We're only rolling to the drill yard, not to a fire.
We're almost there, aren't we?
Just around the corner. Get out your notebook.
Oh, my poor notebook is practically full. But I do want to see the men in training. Oh, what's that big tower there ahead of us?
Now, that's where we're going. All right, Vito, pull up here.
Yes, Chief.
We'll watch from outside at first.
Why, that tower is as high as a big building. What are those big square openings, Chief?
Now, those are meant to be windows. You see, the tower is our drill tower. That's where the men learn to... Well, wait, you'll see in a minute. Yes, they're starting ladder drill.
What are they going to do? Oh, there's that Private Collins, isn't it?
Yes, he's acting as officer in command of a ladder company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to pull a rescue, I guess.
A rescue, Chief?
Yeah.
Somebody's in danger?
No, no, it's just part of the drill. You see that man up in the tower?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's the victim, pretending to be trapped in a fire.
Way up in that high window. Oh, dear, that'd be dreadful.
Yes, it is when it really happens. Now, just watch the men.
All right, let's throw that 45-foot ladder. Hey, up in the drill tower. Hey, victim.
All set up here, Hooksy. Come on and save me.
Keep cool. I'm coming after you.
What do you mean, keep cool? I'm supposed to be burning up.
Oh, brother, you're too tough to burn. Okay, who's my ladder crew? 5 men for the 45-foot ladder. Come on.
5 men.
Rocky, you take the foot. Monahan and Kaplan, you're on the beams. That leaves the poles for Digger and Swede. All right. Okay, boys, get set. Let's go. Throw that ladder. Hup. All right. Steady it, boys. Steady it. That's better. That's better. Now, give me all 45. Come on, run up that extension. Come on. That's right. Hit that windowsill. That's it. Square on the nose. There we are.
Please, somebody save me. These terrible flames, they make me so uncomfortable.
Oh, bite down, Louie. Here I come.
I think I shall faint. I'm breaking out in big blisters.
That victim, that's Louis von Heiser.
He's the silliest thing.
Yes, a department clown. There's one in every department.
Oh, but now he's pulling back. What's he doing now?
Pretending to be afraid of the ladder.
Isn't that too dangerous to be funny? He might knock Collins off balance.
Well,
and
it isn't funny, Miss Garland, not this part. Now, Collins will walk him down. You'll see. There. The victim is placed on the ladder. You see how Collins gets right behind him, standing on the same rung. Puts his arms under the victim's, holds him against the ladder with his own body.
Like climbing down double.
Well, that's just what it is, climbing down double.
But why do they do that?
Well, have you ever looked down from a high place, Miss Garland? Maybe from a window in a tall building?
Oh, I hate it. It scares me to death. I get so dizzy.
Well, that's just it. Now, suppose you were trapped in a fire, had to climb down a ladder.
I wouldn't do it. I'd rather...
No, you wouldn't rather burn. You'd be glad to have a fireman walk you down.
What's that? Oh, it's your driver, Chief Cody.
Yes, must have a message over the radio in the car. All right, Vito, I'm coming.
Shall I come?
No, you wait here. I'll see what he wants. You watch the men.
All right, men. All right, break down that ladder. Come on, let's go. Get some snap into it. All right, stow it away. Okay, that's that. Lieutenant Collins is now signing off, reduced to ranks again. Who's the officer this time? You, Rocky?
Collins!
Attention!
Stand at ease, men. Collins, you're going to have a chance to work out with that ladder.
Uh-oh, fire, sir?
Trouble around the corner. Emergency,
99. 99? Oh. Promotional company. Emergency, 99.
99.
Can you handle it, Collins? Or shall I tap in an alarm?
Chief Cody, when it comes to emergency 99, we're the best company in the department. All right, men. We're so good, we don't even need a ladder truck. Now, come on, we'll carry the ladder.
Scene of the emergency is the first big tree, Collins, right around the corner.
I see.
The victim is 40 feet up and refuses to come down.
Huh? Well, she'll come down when we get there, sir. All right, all hands. Stand by to carry that 45-foot ladder.
Ready, Richard?
Ready? Hup! Rocky! Rocky, you lead off. That's it. Hup! All right, swing wide in that gateway. All right, on the double. Let's show some life.
Chief Cody, what's it all about?
Huh? Oh, Miss Garland. Emergency 99.
An emergency, Chief? What happened?
Somebody's cat is up a tree and won't come down.
Oh.
We call it emergency 99 because it happens 99 times a week. Oh, come on if you want to see Hooksy Collins in action.
Emergency 99. Coaxing a cat down from a high tree isn't one of the most serious rescues a fireman must be able to make. But on this run, Chief Cody and Tim Collins will find the situation more serious than they expect. And for Miss Garland, it turns out to be most serious of all. For this adventure, be sure to listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, keeping that date we made to jot down a list of common causes of destructive fire. Number one is a hazard you've heard about often. Write down matches and smoking. And here's what you should remember. Only genuine safety matches are reasonably safe in your home. But no matches of any kind are safe in the hands of small children. So, adding to the danger of matches, the danger of carelessness by people who smoke, we get that first big fire hazard on our list. Well, that's all for now. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.